here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from 2 Samuel chapter 11, where we find that King David has sent his army to war, but he stayed in Jerusalem. Verse 2. Now at evening time, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful in appearance. So David sent servants and inquired about the woman. And someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Then David sent messengers and had her brought. And when she came to him, he slept with her. And when she had purified herself from her uncleanness, she returned to her house. But the woman conceived. So she sent word and informed David and said, "I am pregnant." We then read that David plotted to hide his sin by granting Uriah leave from the battle. But Uriah chose to refuse the comfort of his home while his comrades were still in battle. Verse 14. So in the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. He had written in the letter the following: "Station Uriah on the front line of the fiercest battle and pull back from him so that he may be struck and killed." As the narrative continues, we learn that Joab followed orders and Uriah was killed in battle. Joab sent a messenger to deliver Joab's carefully crafted report to David. Verse 23. The messenger said to David, "The men prevailed against us and came out against us in the field, but we pressed them as far as the entrance of the gate. Also, the archers shot at your servants from the wall, so some of the king's servants died, and your servant Uriah the Hittite also died." Then David said to the messenger, "This is what you shall say to Joab: Do not let this thing displease you, for the sword devours one as well as another. Fight with determination against the city and overthrow it, and thereby encourage him." Now when Uriah's wife heard that her husband Uriah was dead, she mourned for her husband. When the time of mourning was over, David sent servants and had her brought to his house, and she became his wife. Then she bore him a son. But the thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord.
In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, Paul says that God provides those of us who are believers an escape route whenever we're tempted. But what happens when we refuse to take the help and instead implement our own ideas? Eventually, our human strength fails, and we give in to temptation. So it was with King David. He'd experienced the Lord's rescue countless times, but he still allowed temptation to fill his mind and dictate his actions, and it came with consequences. In today's scripture passage, we see that David took some time off and stayed at the palace, which probably appeared harmless enough, one of the perks of being king. And requesting Bathsheba's presence must have seemed like a pathway to pleasure. But these choices led to the murder of Bathsheba's husband and set in motion a cover-up. Ultimately, the Lord demanded an accounting. Like David, we may consider the company we keep, places we go, and choices we make as relatively harmless. But later, after we've succumbed to temptation, we're filled with regret. Fortunately, that's not the end of the story for the king or for us. David's heartfelt repentance was accepted by God, and if we confess with humility, ours will be too. Ask the Lord today for discernment to recognize the temptations in front of you and the strength to take His way of escape.